Usually, when music commentator Miles Hoffman comes for a visit, he lets me know in advance what he plans to talk about. But not this time. Earlier this week, he walked with me into the studio, told me he'd been on a trip and had some audio souvenirs. But first, he had a story to tell.
Bob, the story starts with a friend of mine, a good friend named Jeffrey Ravitch. And Jeffrey, with his keen scientific mind, was trying to find a funny birthday present for a friend of his who never answered his phone. So he's looking for, naturally, a cowbell that he wanted this fellow to hang around his neck. Now, Jeffrey lives in New York City in Manhattan. He looked all over Manhattan. You would think you could find a cowbell somewhere in Manhattan, but he couldn't. He found himself in a place called Drummer's World. And he asked the man behind the counter, "Do you know where I can get a cowbell with a clapper?" And the fellow said, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." But there was another fellow, down on his knees on the floor, rooting through a box full of cymbals. And he looked up and he said, "Do you want to buy or rent?" And Jeff said, buy, actually. And so this young man got up off the floor, wrote something down on a piece of paper, said, "Go to this address. It's next to the Port Authority bus terminal. Ask for Brad." And Jeffrey thought, I'm going to go to this address. I'm going to ask for Brad. They're going to take my money and they're going to kill me. But that's not what happened. He went there, and where he found himself was at a place called Carroll Musical Instruments. When I heard this story, Bob, I thought, we have to go there with an NPR crew. We have to see what they have in the basement of Carroll Musical Instruments. And we did. Carroll Musical Instruments turns out to have, among other things, the largest collection of cowbells, probably, in the world.
I would have thought he'd had to go to Jersey.
Yeah, for Jersey cows. No, right there in Manhattan. And there are bells called Amglöcken, or Amglocken, which are Swiss-tuned cowbells.
And they know they're cows
Switzerland. Yes, they do. Well, anyway, Jeffrey went there, and he picked out a cowbell. And they usually rent them, that's the thing. But they have so many that they were willing to sell him one. But Carroll's also supplies musical instruments of all kinds for the music business, period. Literally tens of thousands of instruments. I mean, you're talking about 40 to 50 kettle drums, hundreds of cymbals, 50 different drum kits in all colors. We went into this one room that looks like your grandfather's workshop, and metal things lying around, and drums and pieces of this, and every possible kind of bird whistle, something called a stag call. Have you ever heard a stag call?
That's what you do at a stag party?
Well, maybe. I don't know. The fellas there weren't exactly sure what you do with a stag call or what the stag is supposed to do after calling. Plus, there's, metal squeak.
Need a little oil there.
Yeah, it's just a hinge. It's an old hinge on two blocks of wood. One of my favorite things that we saw there in the basement was the Boing box. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a devotee of Wile E. Coyote, and you are undoubtedly familiar with this sound box. One of my other favorites was the train effect. It takes two people to make the perfect train effect. One of them has a black box, a little black box, only about a foot wide, and inside this box are two metal springs, and in between the springs is a file, like a wood file or a metal file that you use in your shop, and the file player pulls the file back and forth, and that makes the sound of the motor. Meanwhile, there's somebody else who's ringing a bell and blowing a whistle, and this provides the bell and the whistle.
But Miles.
Yes?
All of these sounds are on record or CD somewhere. Why do you need to have the actual physical instrument manipulating it yourself?
Well, it still gets called for. They still get calls from all over the country, from movie studios and from shows. Some of it, yes, can be even synthesized. But, it's like synthesizing violins. It's not quite the same. And Kevin Curry, we met Kevin Curry there, who's the president and the owner of Carroll's. He says their motto there, among other things, is they never throw anything out.
We've had people come in and get the bell of a tuba and fill it full of dirt and put flowers in it so they could dress a set. And we purposely keep spare parts around, knowing someday, somewhere, someone will come in and want to jump on top of it, throw it out a window, or light it on fire.
Kevin tells a story about supplying pianos, the shells of pianos for, I don't know if you've seen this Volvo commercial where they throw a piano out a window, out a high window. Well, that piano came from Carroll's. I mean, and that's in addition to supplying legitimate instruments, real instruments, synthesizers, keyboards, everything you can possibly imagine.
Viola?
Well, they don't supply fine old stringed instruments, but they provide prop stringed instruments, so that if you see in a movie somebody is faking playing a violin or sitting on a violin, that might very well come from carols.
Was this place crowded?
It's crowded with instruments, Bob. It's not crowded with people. Our main tour guides were two percussion technicians, they're called, a fellow named Brad Gunyon and a fellow named Alex Vidim. And they play the instruments. They'll play them for somebody who wants to hear what they sound like. And they're also working drummers. And they set up a couple of drum kits for us. Among other things, Carol's has drum kits from a variety of eras. First, Brad played an old drum kit for us. It's interesting because it's a different sound from what you'd hear now.
It's going to be more rickety sounding on the old drums, more organic, dirtier.
And then Alex played a modern drum kit for us.
You're going to hear a different kick drum sound, not as open, a synthetic head, much more of a wet sound.
Yeah, the snare is less snary.
That's right. Well put. And then what Brad and Alex did was they sat down, and we can close with this, Bob. These two guys sat down next to each other and traded these passages and just drummed their hearts out.
Playing the drums are Alex Vidim and Brad Gunyon of Carol Music Instrument Rentals in New York City. Thanks also to music commentator Miles Hoffman, violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players.